Good morning from WVIK News in the Quad Cities. I'm Lacey Scarmana on this Friday morning, November 17th. The city of Muscatine has raised enough matching money to win a state grant. This week was the deadline to raise $500,000 to go with an equal amount from the Community Attractions and Tourism Program. The Pearls of Progress project includes converting the former HNI headquarters into a new library, building the West Side Trail, opening a dog park, and building new cabins at Deep Lakes Park. Muscatine's communication manager Kevin Jennison says the library will most likely be the first project.
Very good building, very good facility, except that it did not have parking. And that's really one of the biggest benefits to moving over to the HNI corporate headquarters. There is plenty of parking and plenty of space for meetings, for community events.
Jennison hopes the construction will start as early as next spring. Governor Bruce Rauner is criticizing Illinois lawmakers for passing, quote, hurried ethics legislation last week. Brian Mackey has more.
As the recent flood of sexual harassment stories reached the Illinois State House, it came out that the job of chief ethics investigator for the legislature had been vacant for nearly 3 years. Lawmakers quickly moved to appoint a former federal prosecutor to the role, but they also had to extend a statute of limitations so she could deal with the 27 cases that had stacked up. That required a new law, which required the governor's signature.
House Bill 137, I think, is very flawed.
Rauner signed it anyway, but says if the inspector general finds a problem, a different statute of limitations in the law could prevent her from filing a complaint with the Legislative Ethics Commission.
So they should have dealt with that in the bill. So I hope they come back quickly and make it better.
A spokesman for the House Democrats says task forces looking at sexual harassment policies will be open to suggestions. I'm Brian Mackey.
Industry analysts believe all of Iowa's turkey producers have recovered from an avian influenza outbreak in 2015. Millions of birds had to be destroyed to prevent spreading the disease. Iowa Turkey Federation Executive Director Greta Irwin says valuable lessons were learned as barns were slowly repopulated.
Everyone's talking more about their biosecurity. There's a lot more communications between anyone who's entering a farm about what their biosecurity procedures are as well. And so in general, the industry is communicating more with lots of folks in our industry, and we're constantly trying to do things a little bit better.
Irwin says 25% of Iowa's turkey production facilities were affected. The bird flu also took its toll on a number of chicken egg-laying operations. Trustees of Black Hawk College are planning to hire a consultant to help them search for a new president. Last night, the board interviewed three possible firms. The consultant will help find a replacement for President Betty Truitt, who's going to retire next month, and their hope is to finish the search by next summer. Meanwhile, the board will also have to find someone to lead the college on an interim basis for up to 6 months while the search goes on. A Davenport man convicted of killing his parents last year has been sentenced to life in prison. The Quad City Times reports that 21-year-old Sean Fries was sentenced Wednesday to two consecutive life sentences without the possibility of parole. A jury convicted Fries last month of two counts of first-degree murder for fatally shooting 58-year-old Kevin Fries and 57-year-old Donna Fries at their home in Davenport on October 5th, 2016. I'm Lacey Scarmana, WVIK News.